Welcome to Faith and Freedom. For the next few minutes, we hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you as we discuss legal victories and challenges to your fundamental freedom and religious liberties. Faith and Freedom comes to you from Liberty Counsel, a civil liberties education and legal defense organization. Join us now as Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, explains the latest legal issues all across this country. In the courtrooms of America, Liberty Counsel is winning the battle for your constitutional freedom.
Liberty Counsel is launching its 12th annual Friend or Foe graduation prayer campaign. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this important time of the year, Matt, where people around the country are celebrating the graduation, whether it's high school or college, or even other middle school have graduation ceremonies of their sons and daughters, their grandchildren, their friends, are going to have this momentous occasion. And unfortunately, in some of these situations, these students are able to talk about anything they want to except for God or their faith. And that's what this Friend or Foe graduation prayer is all about, to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to ensure that prayer and religious viewpoints are not suppressed during graduation ceremonies, as well as certainly we do that throughout the year, but particularly this is focused on graduation.
Well, Matt, there are increasingly cracks in the religious liberties levy, and a tsunami of secularist revisionism is pushing against that. And Liberty Counsel is there to run around and seal those cracks to maintain our first freedoms, the First Amendment freedoms guaranteed of religious freedom, freedom of religious expression and prayer and religious viewpoints. And that is included in the context of graduations. And so our Friend or Foe graduation prayer campaign is intended, again, to seal the levy, to secure the levy of religious freedom so that this hostile so-called progressive secularism does not crack through and flood the United States with this secularism.
Well, in fact, you know, it sends a very bad message to not only the person who is censored, but the audience as well. If someone is in the podium, they're there because they're the valedictorian or the salutatorian, they graduate number one or two, or they're the class president, or they're elected by their senior fellow classmates to give a message. And they're told that you can't use the word God, certainly you can't use Jesus, you can't use any religious viewpoints, and you can't even suggest a prayer. That sends a message that this viewpoint, your Christian, your faith viewpoint, is wrong, it's illegal, and you must carry it gingerly in a brown paper bag, but you can't speak on equal footing in that graduation. If you want to mention your friends and your family, your principal, your teachers, and thank them, you can do that. But if you want to mention God, Jesus Christ, you want to mention your faith, how it brought you through tough times in school, you can't do that. And so what kind of a message does it send to these future leaders and to all those that are there? That's why I think it's so important for us to educate in advance about the fact that it is legal and censorship is illegal in many situations, and not only to give the education, but also to give the legal support for these students, but also the legal support for the schools if they're doing the right thing and they get threatened.
Well, that's right. And schools get these nasty, paper tiger threatening letters from the ACLU and Americans United for Separation of Church and State and others. And so in order for schools and parents and students to be able to fight back, they have to become educated. Knowledge is power. And at lc.org, we offer a couple things, a free legal memo on graduation prayer is available at lc.org, as well as, and these are cool, Matt, students are encouraged to wear Liberty Counsel's red, quote, "I will pray" wristbands at graduation, before graduation, leading up to graduation, as a reminder to pray at graduation and to let, potentially hostile teachers and administrators know in advance, hey, this is our constitutional right. We're going to pray. Forget what the ACLU says. They're lying to you. We know our rights. We have our memo here, our legal memo on graduation prayer, and we know exactly what is and what is not permissible.
Yeah, the graduation, if you talk about what is permissible, schools oftentimes react the wrong way. They think that if it's religious, they have to censor it, when in fact they really need to remain neutral. They need to not tell the student that they have to give a religious message, nor must they tell the student that they cannot give a religious message or viewpoint. They need to allow that student the opportunity to give his or her own message. So if you've got the valedictorian that there that is speaking, the number one person in the class, and they want to get their pen out and start scratching through some of the lines because it is mentioning God or religious themes, that crosses the line. Obviously, graduation is a time of celebration, and you want to thank people. And certainly there's nothing wrong with thanking God for the gifts that you have received and for the blessings of being able to get to that point in life. So that's what we have. We have a lot of information to provide. We have a legal memo on what is permissible. In fact, Liberty Counsel has been involved in these graduation cases for now. This is the 12th year for a friend or foe graduation prayer campaign. We have one of the most significant cases in the country, the Adler versus Duval County School Board case that went to the appellate court a number of times and to the Supreme Court twice. And it stands for the proposition that schools can have a policy or a practice that allows students a time, whether it's the valedictorian, salutatorian, class president, or the students can elect someone to give a message of his or her own choice and then allow that student their own autonomy to have that message. That is permissible. We beat the ACLU every round on this case, and that is a clear precedent for schools to follow around the country.
Mathers, I can't help but notice an interesting dichotomy here. You think about the ACLU and these secularist anti-Christian organizations like the ACLU, and they will go absolutely berserk if any group of teachers or parents or anybody seeks to, quote, censor, you know, pornographic materials from the computers in public schools, or seeks to, quote, censor pornographic books from the library, obscene things, yet they would encourage teachers to censor, to do just that, to take the red or the Sharpie, the black Sharpie, and black through lines that mention anything for a graduation prayer. The student's own speech, the student's own words, God or Jesus or any, you know, anything like that. And it's just chilling to me that we have arrived at this position in the United States where somehow obscene pornographic material, according to the secularist left, is protected, yet we have to affirmatively, intentionally censor students and teachers and parents and administrators and anybody from saying anything in any public forum about God. It just shows you how we have turned logic and reason and the original intent of our founding fathers on their heads.
It sure does. You know, last year we sent to nearly 100,000 principals, K through 12, our Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools, and it speaks about the rights of students in public schools, teachers in public schools, religious liberty at Christmas and other seasonal occasions as well. And it is all to encourage and educate people about what the law is. But you have like this dichotomy, like you're saying, where the ACLU wants to have no censorship at all on pornography in the libraries, but then censor people because they might mention God. We've actually, in the Duval County case that I argued, the ACLU took the position during the oral argument that a public school could invite Jane Fonda to speak at graduation because it's likely she won't say anything religious, but could not invite Billy Graham because it's likely that he would say something religious. And so the judges were astonished that they would have to look into the background of the person to determine what their predilection might be in terms of what they might say. That just seems to be absurd. That's certainly contrary to the Constitution. What I encourage you to do is this. Make sure that you stay in contact and or contact your local school officials to find out what's happening. They often get the complaints from groups like Americans United for Separation of Church and State and others, and they may get a letter. And you need to find out what is going on in your school for this graduation. You may have a son or daughter or a grandson or daughter graduating. Find out what the policy and practice is, and then get with Liberty Counsel. We've got free material. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and we will have a press release that speaks about this graduation friend or foe campaign. We also have the I Will Pray wristbands as a reminder to pray. We also have the legal memo on graduation prayer, and you can certainly call us at 800-671-1776. The earlier we are informed of what's going on, the more likely we can resolve the situation through education and through counsel, whether it's to the school or whether it's to the students and parents. So get involved now to make sure that this is not a silent graduation, but one in which freedom of speech and free exercise of religion are honored and respected. Go to lc.org or call us today at 1-800-671-1776. You can also order our Patriot's Handbook on Religious Freedom in Public Schools and make sure all the officials in your community get a copy of that book.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. We can accomplish a lot when we work together. Get informed and get involved today. Sign up for our free monthly newsletter, The Liberator. We will send it out to you free of charge. Stay informed with our Liberty Alert email updates. Just click on the website at www.lc.org or call us at 1-800-671-1776. Tune in next time to learn more about your rights right here on Faith and Freedom.